This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I don't know if you guys know this, but ABC News has released the first segment of an interview with First Lady Melania Trump. And I guess this ABC special is set to air later this week. And the First Lady was asked if she supports the Me Too movement. And she said, I support the women, and they need to be heard. We need to support them and also men, not just women. I agree with that. She says we need to have hard evidence that, you know, that if you are accused of something, show the evidence. Now, the interview took place while the First Lady was in Kenya. And it's called Being Melania, the First Lady. And so people are now criticizing or touting or thinking it's, you know, good or bad. What she said about, do women need to show evidence? She says, I do stand with women, but we need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, or you did that to me. Because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct, it's not right. So, the idea of needing to show evidence, that's something that many, I guess, people who have been assaulted will have an issue with, because many times there isn't evidence. And unfortunately, the evidence is usually obtainable within the first 24 hours. But the average person who's assaulted or was assaulted in the past didn't either know that or didn't go there. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move on. I actually went to a doctor, and I denied that it was assault because I didn't want to get kicked out of medical school. I thought even though my medical school wouldn't have done that, in retrospect, I had thought that at the time, that there was no way I could say anything. And I would look like I'm making trouble, and I just didn't, you know, I just didn't want to. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move on with my life. And so maybe we need to educate people where, and which is not, I think, any position anybody would want to take, but we need to solve this on how to deal with those who have been assaulted and those who are accusing assault when they weren't. Because I think we all can agree that coming out 36 years later saying he did that to me and then ruining that person's life is ridiculous. I mean, both sides have to agree to that. You've been quiet for decades, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, this happened, and you can't remember when, where, who you're with, but you remember to 100%, yeah, it was that person. Now, yes, you can have selective memory. That does happen in trauma, but there's no stopping this. Anybody could at any time say I was abused or assaulted by whomever. I could easily Google where a movie star was. I could Google the party. I could Google the time. I could Google some things, and then I could say, oh, yeah, you know what? I was there at that party, and he took me to a room and assaulted me. And like, oh, but you know what? He was at that party, so it's true. No, you could make anything up right now. So we have people that were assaulted, and then we have people who were never assaulted that could come out and just say anything. So Melania is saying, well, you must show evidence. that's something that used to kind of be, in our law where, if you're going to accuse somebody, the burden of proof is on you. That's not the way it is anymore. Now the burden of proof is on the accusee. So if somebody accused me of, you assaulted me 25 years ago, I have to come up with proof, an alibi, and if I'm like, okay, well, what time was this? What day? Where? Oh, I don't know. How do I defend myself? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, in Brett Kavanaugh's case, this never went to court, criminally charged, so the law still works. Not entirely. If he hadn't gotten promoted to the Supreme Court, his life would have been ruined. He wouldn't have been able to work anywhere now. So, something does have to be done. And maybe we do need to urge people that if you ever were assaulted, you have got to, within a certain time frame, allow evidence to be captured. The thing is any of us that have been assaulted, no way. We don't want anybody looking down there. We don't want anybody grabbing samples. But then, if we make that decision, like I made that decision, well, I still had to go to the doctor. I couldn't get around it. I still had to go to the doctor. But if I made that decision back then to not say anything, then I need to stick with it. I can't then later say, well, the decision wasn't going to work for me. It wasn't going to be opportune then, but it's really opportune now. No, it doesn't work that way. And so maybe we do have to come up with something collectively no one's going to agree on. It's just like no one's going to agree on abortion. No one's going to agree on the wall. No one's going to agree on health care. But I think we really do have a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, especially men, going, can we have some ground rules? Can we have some guidelines? Because any one of us can be accused for something that happened in middle school or grade school. I mean, spin the bottle. How many of us played spin the bottle? You know how much trouble everybody would be in? Or show me yours and I'll show you mine. All right, that happened as kids. Now we need to tell kids no more spin the bottle. No more doing that kind of stuff. But, it's not fair. So I agree with her that, we may have to, especially with these accusations that come out from years later, there's got to be some evidence. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I wrote an article on this a while back, and another study has come out saying drivers that are sleepy are just as dangerous as drunk ones. And people who get less than 4 hours of sleep are just as likely to crash their cars as those under the influence. So, how many of you guys get behind a car sleepy? I have. When I was doing 36-hour shifts, absolutely, I was tired. I mean, you really can't stay awake. And I would fall asleep at the intersection. I would, if there was traffic, I would start dozing off. I'm not lying about that. And, I remember telling, the hospital, I'm like, look, maybe I should sleep here first. The problem is when you would do 36 hours just back to back, if you didn't leave at 6, 7 at night, you would get called for other medical issues. And because if you're there, you need to work. And I just went home so I could sleep. I just couldn't do it. And so I can't tell you how many of us, as residents and interns, slept and were sleepy and, you know, had some issues driving home. And I remember telling others, I go, yeah, this is some dangerous stuff. This is so dangerous. And unfortunately, there was nothing you could do about it. Now, hospitals, they don't let you do that. I think they made a maximum of 18 hours for residents, and then later they changed it back to 24. But a lot of us work so much that we don't get more than 4 hours. And what I think is really becoming a huge epidemic is people in pain who can't get their pain medication. If you're in pain, you're not sleeping. How many of you guys have arthritis out there? How many of you have a bad hip? How many of you have neuropathy? How many of you get LACA cramps? So you wake up in the middle of the night, or you can't fall back asleep. So are you really getting good sleep? So, researchers say drivers who reported getting less than 4 hours of shut-eye were 15 times more likely to get into an accident. These motorists have, quote, crash risks, like making mistakes on the road, similar to drivers with blood alcohol concentrations of 0.12, which is 1.5 times the legal limit. Now, the team from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety in D.C. says that even if sleep-deprived drivers manage to stay awake, they're still more likely to make mistakes or have slower reaction times. That can, of course, lead to fatal consequences. So how many of your husbands and wives and kids are sleep-deprived? I never slept while going to school. And then as a new mom, Brian Teft, a senior researcher at the AAA Foundation, reviewed data of more than 6,800 road accidents between 2005 and 2007. As part of an earlier study, the drivers in these accidents had all been interviewed in depth by investigators from the U.S. Department of Transportation. And they split the drivers into two groups, those who were culpable or at fault for the crash, and those who weren't at fault. And the drivers at fault, or the culpable ones, were those who had errors, actions, or lack of actions that led to a car crash, like not braking or not signaling. Drivers whose crashes were caused by external factors, such as brake failure or poor infrastructure, were not deemed culpable. The findings showed that people who drove after sleeping for 7 hours or less were at higher risk of being culpable for a crash. Duh. Looks like 4 hours was where their cutoff was. So how many of you guys work swing? Maybe get home at about 2 in the morning? 3 in the morning? Wake up at 7 to take the kids to school. And that was your 4 hours. That's you. They also found that poor sleep is causing kids to become fat. Pediatricians warn that sleep is the ignored culprit in driving childhood obesity. A few nights of poor sleep put children at an increased risk of developing obesity-related cancers, like liver, ovarian cancer. As you know, childhood obesity has tripled since the 70s. I blame video games and not playing outside and not doing sports. But I also blame a lot of the chemicals in our food and a lot of the, you know, less home-cooked, healthy-type foods that these kids are eating, but also poor sleep. Now, the National Sleep Foundation recommends 9 to 11 hours of sleep for kids aged 6 to 13 years old. 8 to 10 hours of sleep for teenagers. 7 to 9 hours for us older folk. How many of you guys have teenagers at home? So I have two. Well, one's now over 18. I'm like, go to bed. Mom, leave me alone. Mom, I'm 18. Okay, go to bed. It's midnight. You got to wake up at 6. Mom! I don't know what to do with them. They don't listen to me. I'm in bed before my kids. Mom, I'm studying. I'm like, you were not studying. Okay, really? You're studying? Really? You're studying? Let's go see. Come into their room. My kids are so lucky having their own room. I come into their room. And there's GTA or Fortnite or something on their computer. I'm like, really? What are you studying? Mom, I'm taking a break. I'm like, go to bed. Go to bed. They won't go to bed. Well, it's going to be an issue. All right, so the moral of the story is we need to get some sleep. We can't be driving like crap, and we are driving like crap. And then on top of that, marijuana. I don't know what to do anymore every day when I drive. there is somebody that is just taking their sweet old time in the left lane. That's somebody on pot. I would rather be driving on the road with somebody on marijuana than alcohol. Because the marijuana smokers, they're just slower. And so I could work around them. I could navigate around them. You know, but they could fall asleep behind the wheel. Usually I honk to make sure they're awake. And then I notice them jerk a little bit and start driving a little bit more. And yeah, they could be sleep deprived, but this is how you could tell the difference between a sleep deprived driver and somebody on pot. If you honk at a sleep deprived driver and wake them up, they're gonna be grumpy. And they're gonna snap at you, they're gonna give you the finger, and I'm like, alright, he's up, he's good, and then I can drive on. When it's somebody on pot, they'll just wave, they're like, hey man. How you doing, man? And I look at him like, dude, you better not be on the road. So that's the difference. So just honk at a driver going really slow and out of it and see what happens. Also, if they're on alcohol, they're also going to be grumpy and they'll give you the middle finger. So that's how you can tell the difference between somebody on pot. And the funny thing is I've hardly gotten the middle finger now. I've hardly gotten that for, I don't know, maybe years. Daniel, what were you saying? Oh, thought I heard Daniel come in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of alcohol, there's a study coming out saying a lot of young people aren't drinking alcohol anymore. They did a study with millennials in the UK, and they found that they're actually drinking less alcohol. They looked at 10,000 young people, and they interviewed their drinking habits in an annual health survey between 2005 and 2015. And they found that it fell to 18% from 27%. Half of people in the 16 to 24-year-old age group said they had not had a drink in the past week, whereas a decade earlier, 35%. Researchers found that 29% of 16 to 24-year-olds were non-drinkers, and that jumped from 18%. So we now have a third of millennials, young people, and Generation Zs, not into drinking. I found that very, very cool. Now, why? Well, is it the cost? It's getting kind of expensive to drink. If you go to a restaurant and you order a drink, I remember when I waited tables, you could get a well drink, you know, like maybe rum and coke for $4.50. It was still a little pricey in the 90s, but now I'm seeing these drinks for $12, $13. Are you kidding me? $10 margaritas. $10 for a margarita? Now, happy hour, happy hour is nice because you can get $5 margaritas. But I'm not going to spend $10. So why else? Is it because a lot of people would rather smoke? Maybe they'd rather vape. Is it because marijuana is more easily available? So seeing how alcohol is going down in younger individuals, that's interesting. And what I also find that fascinating, because see, when I was growing up, you didn't want to drive when you had, drank alcohol. Well, now a lot of kids, they'll Uber or they'll Lyft and they'll share rides and save money. So at that point, you would think they'd be more inclined to drink because now they don't have to worry about driving. Plus, a lot of millennials don't drive. A lot of younger kids, they're like not really interested in getting their driver's license. That blows my mind seeing young people not want to drive. I couldn't wait to drive. I was scratching out the door to drive. 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is really looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is continuing to head towards the Florida Panhandle with winds as high as 150 miles an hour in the Category 4 hurricane. Experts at the National Hurricane Center describe Michael as potentially catastrophic and possibly the worst storm ever to hit the Panhandle. Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the storm.
Well, it almost becomes cliche-ish, but it's about taking it seriously. Unfortunately, people that have lived through multiple storms sometimes, like, ascribe the attributes of the last storm to this one. Every storm is different, but this storm is a monstrosity. It's now at 145 miles an hour, and it's not going to weaken as it comes in.
A coroner has concluded that Dylan Thomas, a Georgia high school linebacker, died late last month due to cardiac arrest caused by a head injury. Thomas was pronounced dead at a hospital on September 30th, 2 days after he was injured during a Friday night football game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a case of PrEP failure being reported in a California man. Now, for those of you not familiar with PrEP, PrEP is the pre-exposure prophylaxis medication, Truvada, that is supposed to help prevent the exposure and the acquisition of the HIV virus. If you have a loved one, or you engage in behavior that could expose you to HIV. And it's supposed to work very effectively, but as expected, nothing is ever 100%. So we're being told that there's a man from San Francisco was apparently the sixth reported case of HIV acquired while taking Truvada. And he's the third man in the United States. So PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, is done using a medication called Truvada that is composed of two medications. Emtricitabine and tenofovir disoproxil fumarate. apologize for my pharmacology pronunciation. These medications are combined, and you take it once a day. So let's say you have a loved one, they acquired HIV, you want to still be with them, hopefully you do, and you want to have sex with them, we'll put you on Truvada to protect your exposure, or help prevent. However, we still recommend condoms. So when Truvada came out, patients came in saying, I want to get PrEP. And so I had to learn about it right away because it was new. And it came out when I was in practice. And they go, look, and I'm sick of condoms. This is going to be wonderful. And I'm like, well, you still have to use condoms. Yeah, I don't want you getting a false sense of security with this medication. I think it's fantastic. And I think it's going to give you extra protection. But this is a backup to your condom. You don't stop wearing condoms because you're using this. And many people were frustrated. Like, but I don't want to use condoms anymore. That's why I want to be on this medication. I was like, well, so how does this PrEP work? Well, going back to your HIV pathophys, the HIV virus, of all the cells it infects the one cell that can actually kill it and fight it, the T helper cells. And these T lymphocytes are crucial for fighting infection in the body. And HIV likes those cells. They bind to the cell, then they fuse, and then they inject their RNA into the cell. They then change to their, enzymes to convert their RNA to DNA. They then hijack that new cell, that nice clean T cell, and turn it around to make it make more HIV cells. So they hijack a cell, manipulate its DNA. They need reverse transcriptase to do that. And now that infected T cell is one of theirs and will now make more HIV cells. Then they bud off and they go and they infect other healthy T cells. So Truvada's medications interfere with this reverse transcriptase. So it prevents HIV from making new extra cells. It's fantastic. And according to the CDC, it works 90% of the time. A medicine working 90% of the time is fantastic. They say if you combine it with other methods, such as condoms, it can even be more effective. You're going to see some reports saying 99% effective. Then you'll see some blogs saying 100% effective. Nothing is ever 100% effective. So how does PrEP or Truvada fail? Well, one is if you don't take it regularly. If you're not taking it every day, and you take it halfway, half-assed, no, it's not going to work. If you just got exposed to HIV, and you try to take the medication, no, you're going to have to take something called PEP, a post-exposure prophylactic medication. If you started, and then you have sex within 72 hours, it may not work because it needs time to build up. But one thing that I think is happening, which is what had been discussed when earlier cases surfaced, is resistance. HIV is a smart virus, one of the smartest viruses out there. Like I said, it is so smart that it makes all other viruses look stupid. I talked to you guys about coronaviruses and adenoviruses and some of these viruses that cause the common cold. These are stupid viruses, right? They infect the part of the body which everybody, you know, is aware of. When you get a virus in the nose, I mean, you know about it because you sneeze. You know about it within hours. And then you sneeze it out. Maybe you'll cough. Maybe you'll feel a little crummy, get a cold, and then it goes away. It basically self-destructs or it just dies off about 5, 6, 7 days. Right, stupid virus. Then you have these intermediate viruses that are a little smarter, like herpes and hepatitis. These viruses will get in. They'll be a little sneakier. You can't really sneeze them out or cough them out. But they may go quiet, and they may linger. They may come out later and make a big, huge show, like I'm here. But they know how to kind of hide. And that's what the hepatitis virus can do. And the herpes virus can do. But then you have the HIV virus. And the HIV virus is one of the smartest, shrewdest little puppies I've ever seen. Of all the cells that it infects, it's not going to be the nose that you could sneeze out. It's going to be the one cell that could fight it, the inflammatory cell, the lymphocyte. And you get it very sneakily through sex, through IV drugs, through a blood transfusion. It's not very apparent. And when you do get it, some people say, you know, I did feel a little sick. I did get a little a little fever. I did get some diarrhea. But for the most part, some people have absolutely no idea. Whereas with the herpes and the hepatitis virus, you kind of know. When you get herpes, you know about it in a week. Trust me, you know you get herpes. Or you get chickenpox. Or you get these viruses, you know. Hepatitis, you'll know. But for the most part, even though hepatitis could be a little sneaky too, with HIV, a lot of times you have no idea. And then when you do take a test, a lot of times it's negative. And then after you wait a few months, you take it again, then maybe it'll show up positive. And now we're even being told that there's a second cell HIV may be able to hide out in. So it knows how to hide, it knows how to infect you smoothly, and it knows exactly what to infect. And then when it does infect a cell, it makes that cell turn around and make more HIV. And when I was an undergrad and when I was in medical school, I asked two separate teachers, depending on which class I was in, if they thought HIV could later mutate to airborne, and neither one of them hesitated when they said, hell yeah. Now, luckily, HIV hasn't been airborne, but the shrewdness of this virus and the ability for it to mutate is there. Now, some people don't qualify for taking PrEP. If you already have HIV, we can't give you this. If you have liver disease, kidney disease, you may not qualify. Fats, we're supposed to screen for active hepatitis also. I've seen people on PrEP, their liver enzymes go up. So we tell them, you know, abstain, use condoms, and go off the medication, and let's see if your liver goes back down. But overall, I'm a fan of Truvada. I'm a fan of PrEP. I think that stuff works. It's just, I caution anybody who wants to start it to realize this doesn't substitute for condoms. You have got to be careful. And a lot of people are married to people who have HIV and, you know, or who got it from a transfusion or, you know, from, you know, old IV drug use or, you know, from, old sexual encounters. It happens. There are people out there with HIV, heterosexual, homosexual, it happens. And so it's understandable that partners want to be with them. But remember, it's not 100% effective all the time. So I wrote an article on this on my website. Go to drdahlia.com. And get you guys schooled on that. All right, so when we come back, let's answer your questions on flu. Some of you will refuse till the day is long that flu shots don't help or flu shots make you sick. Why should you get a flu shot? Is this some big ruse from pharmaceutical companies and doctors? And so we're going to be answering your questions. And then if we have time, I want to talk about another outbreak that we're seeing in Colorado. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So flu is here. Looks like we've had a death in Kentucky. Their first flu-related death. And even though we're only in October, flu season typically starts around now and can go all the way to late May, June 1. And so the time to prepare, get your flu shot, is now. Actually, I'm getting my flu shot, I think, next week. And I don't like needles any more than you do. I don't like having stuff injected into me. But when it comes to the flu, I will swear by the flu shot. I love the flu shot. I wish I could get the pneumonia shot. We've talked about pneumonia vaccines. Some people can get it younger if they have comorbid conditions like diabetes, etc. But the CDC right now only recommends pneumococcal vaccines for all adults ages 65 and older. You get the PCV13 first, and then you get the PPSV23 at least a year later. If you already have the PPSV-23, you can get the PZV-13 at least a year after your PPSV-23. So your two shots have to be separated by about a year. And the reason why I'm talking about the pneumonia vaccine in addition to the flu vaccine is because if you're going to die from the flu, it's usually because of pneumonia. You get a secondary bacterial infection. You could get viral pneumonia, but you get a secondary infection many times because your body is weakened, and pneumonia is always circulating out there. So we vaccinate little kids against pneumonia, but we don't really vaccinate us middle-aged folk. And if you have heart disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma, COPD, you're more likely to have a weakened immune system and more likely to get pneumonia. If you smoke, if you drink heavy, if you just got out of the hospital. So, PCV13 helps protect people from 13 different types. PPSV23 protects against an additional 23 types. Now, the most common pneumonia is strep pneumonia. But there's still a variety of others, like H flu, mycoplasma, there's a variety of other bugs out there that cause pneumonia. H fluenza, Haemophilus influenza is actually bacteria. So people who need the pneumonia vaccine need to get both shots. So I would recommend, if you qualify, if your doctor will let you have it, get the pneumonia shot as well as the flu shot. So I was on News 13 KTNV yesterday debunking some myths. Some people say they don't want to take the flu shot because they don't like the liquid around it. Well, you know, any medication you're in has a substrate, and you don't know what's in that substrate. So when you take calcium tablets and they're pink or blue and they're chalky, yeah, calcium's in there, but there's a bunch of other stuff in there. When you take vitamins, gummy bites, there's a bunch of other stuff in there. And for the most part, flu shots are very safe. There's that one in a million chance that somebody has a reaction to it. Maybe even less chances than that. So I'm not worried about the solution that the flu shots is in. It needs to be in a solution for it to be delivered properly. But one person had said that they had received over 40 different shots throughout their life. And if it's only 10% effective, why do it in the first? Why do it now? Well, because even 10% effective is still saving lives. You may be that lucky one it protects. You know, if something is 5% effective, if there doesn't seem to be hardly any risk, I'd still take the chance. If they told me the flu shot this year was 5% effective, I would still take it. The problem is we don't know the efficacy until later into the season. People say, well, what happened in Australia? Well, we're not being told what happened in Australia. We don't have the data. So I can't tell you right now how efficacious this vaccine is. Usually we look at Australia because they're a hemisphere away and a season away, so they have their flu season before we do. And then we make some changes to our flu vaccine based on what's going on over there. But we don't really have a lot of time because while they're in the midst of their season, we have to produce our flu vaccine. And we have to move quickly. So, you know, I don't know what the efficacy is going to be, but I strongly urge the media to not make big deals if the efficacy isn't as fantastic. A fantastic efficacy is about 60%. Because you'll have people like that one that died saying, I'm not going to get the flu shot. It's not that effective this year. Didn't get the flu shot, got the flu and died. I'd almost rather people get the flu shot. Yes, it's nice to know how efficacious it is, but nobody knows for sure. Nobody watches these viruses hit you. Nobody has no idea if you repelled it. So, you know, unless somebody has an exact science, we have to be very, very careful what we say. And then some people say they get sick from the flu shot. Well, there's a few reasons for that. If you get sick right after you got the flu shot, there's a couple things that could be going on. One is you got the flu shot too late. So there's a cold going on right now. I see everybody coughing and sneezing and whatever, and losing their voice, and so you might get the flu shot this week, and all of a sudden you start to cough and sneeze. Well, you might have the cold that's going around. That has nothing to do with flu. Or if you do get the flu, that flu shot takes a couple weeks to build up your immunity. So maybe you got exposed to the flu before the shot worked. And then sometimes you can get a flu shot, and your immune system starts to prime. And where when your immune system starts to prime, you get maybe a little achy, maybe you'll get a little warm. And so it could just be that's a reaction you get while your immune system is priming for the shot. So you shouldn't get sick from the flu shot because it's a killed virus. It's not supposed to give you the flu. The nasal spray flu vaccine, which is for people 2 to 49 years old, is being offered again this year. That's a live attenuated version, a weakened version of the flu. That should not make you sick, but it's a weakened version that is supposed to prime your immune system. All right, and if you guys have any questions, you know you can reach me at drdahlia.com, and you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, parents are buying signs urging people to not touch their baby. Why? Because flu season is coming. There's this parenting trend with signs saying, please don't touch. Please look, don't touch. Stop, no touching, your germs are too big for me. And I guess these placards are on people's baby carriers and strollers. Now, I would never touch another person's baby, so I just don't get that. But I guess a lot of people, when they see a baby, they want to go, coochie-coochie-coo. And then they, you know, tickle the tummy, or they tickle the feet, or tickle the hands. And so parents don't want people doing that. So there's this big these trends now for these signs. Some of them were kind of funny. Please don't touch. Stop. Your germs are too big for me. Really, really cute. So if you see a, you know, if you see a baby, I don't care how cute that baby is, just, you know, go coochie-coochie-coo on somebody else. Fortunately, there's a fisherman who has died from a water snake bite. Harry Evans, 23 years old, was killed in Australia. Australia has some nasty snakes. After he was bitten by a water snake, a sea snake, while pulling up a net in Groote Island, 400 miles east of Darwin. Her mom said he was having the time of his life fishing. And he was snorkeling, etc. And then, unfortunately, he got bit. He was a boat builder, worked part-time as a barman in two local pubs. And I guess he was pulling in the nets. A water snake was caught in them, and he stood in the wrong place at the wrong time. He thought it was a scratch at first. And then he started getting sick. So apparently he drifted in and out of consciousness, fell asleep. They were 4 hours from land. There was nothing anybody could ever do. These sea snakes are some nasty stuff. Now, we don't really have them in America. But, wow. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Man, I love fishing, though. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.